You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. It's hour number 5 of the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys. Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News, joining us now as we're sitting here getting ready for Cowboys Vikings and Sunday Night Football. And Joseph, good afternoon to you. How the heck are you?
I'm doing good, fellas. Always good to talk with you.
Man, it's great to have you. Now, what do you know about the Trayvon Diggs story and what the Cowboys want to see from him this week to clear him?
Yeah, you know, I think it's something that's been kind of going on for a while. I mean, obviously, when you go back to the surprise at home concussion and then, you know, some lingering leg stuff. But, you know, I think the Cowboys are, you know, as Brian Schottenheimer said, they're trying to learn how consistent Trayvon Diggs can be in everything, you know, and that means on the field, that means during practice, that means during reps. And, you know, they kind of insinuated off the field too. And that's kind of something that we've known that's been kind of hanging over Trayvon Diggs this entire season, is relationship with people inside the building a little bit and just maybe a little bit of difference of opinion. Obviously, when you don't show up to off-season workouts to kind of do rehabilitation and do things on your own, there's a difference of opinion there. And so I think that that's something that's been kind of hanging over Trayvon Diggs this whole time. You know, they still think they like the ability of Trayvon Diggs. They want to see how consistent he can be with everything on the field and off it before they activate him.
He has said that he wants to remain with the Dallas Cowboys. Do you buy that?
I think it's a good question, frankly. I think, obviously, he's kind of built a life here. He's got things going on. But, you know, I think sometimes when, you know, if you kind of look at some of the veiled shots that have been taken from both sides, going back to training camp, you know, it's starting to feel like one of those situations where, you know, I think a fresh start might be best for everyone. You know, I think when Trayvon's been on the field, been healthy, he's been an asset for him. But, you know, I think Jerry Jones has said it many times, you know, in interviews with you guys on 105.3 The Fan, that, hey, you know, I don't know if we can trust him to be his full self. I think anytime there's a lack of trust, there opens the door for a potential exit from both sides. So, you know, I think that that's something that is certainly kind of on the table in terms of, for both sides, maybe a fresh start might be better. Who knows?
Joe, what's been your take on George Pickens ever since the Detroit Lions game, with the national media taking shots at him left and right? I mean, is this kind of getting blown out of proportion? And has the locker room cared about this at all?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm on my third year on the beat here covering the Cowboys, and there's been so many times where something has happened where I've kind of been like, oh, okay. And then I go back online about 20 minutes later, I'm like, oh, this is a firestorm. And I think that that's kind of a little bit with what happened with George Pickens. You know, just kind of watching it, you know, initially from the press box in Detroit, I was kind of like, you know, I think he just had a bad game, right? And then, you know, you kind of see the comments from Richard Sherman. I was able to ask him about it, you know, in the locker room. That's how fast it had kind of spread by that point. But, you know, to be honest with you, I don't think that it was anything different than what we've kind of seen from George Pickens outside of just a bad performance. I think if you talk about route running, right, if you talk about things, he's mentioned it many times, he likes to be kind of a lazy route runner. He likes to have his body kind of go still in the air because that's what draws defensive pass interferences. You know, I think that the two plays that kind of stick out from that game in terms of was there bad effort or not was, you know, the third down where he kind of tries to fall towards the sticks a little bit. And I thought that was him just trying to kind of find a soft spot in zone where he's kind of clouded and he's got guys underneath him and on top of him. You know, I guess you could say maybe he should have came back to the ball a little bit, but that was kind of a tough play. And then the deep ball, you know, I don't even know if, frankly, that was something he was tracking well. Like, I think that ultimately that was just a play where it wasn't, you know, a great connection, in my opinion. We've seen George Pickens go up over two defenders constantly to try and make plays. You know, I chalk this one up as a bad game. He chalks it up as a bad game. I think the locker room chalks it up as a bad performance, and I don't think that they're reading too deep into it beyond that.
Hey, Joseph, as you look at the offensive line, and I know we're all kind of looking to see what happens with Guyton and talking to some folks. I know you're talking probably a lot of the same folks over there, but where are they on with Guyton right now? And are they you feel like they're preparing to have Thomas ready for this week?
Yeah, I kind of think that they're still in the wait and see mode. I think there's optimism that he can come back. You know, you kind of look at Guyton and he's been moving around well. You know, just even seeing him in the locker room. You know, I think that they're, you know, they've seen Nate Thomas start in place of him. Obviously last week didn't go well. So I think that, you know, they're preparing for that, but I think there's optimism that Guyton can return. But we'll see. I mean, you know, with these things, I mean, we saw it with Jadeveon Clowney and it's a little bit different. He's a little bit older, obviously, but sometimes these things go down to the wire a little bit. And, you know, I think that there's optimism, but right now they're definitely in the testing portion with Guyton. We saw him today working on the cords with Britt. I'm very curious to see where he's at tomorrow.
How about CeeDee Lamb?
Yes, CeeDee Lamb was out there today. Didn't do much. I think, you know, one thing, if you look at the concussion return to play protocol, there is an element of just being in pads and doing some football things. You know, I think we've seen that with multiple guys. That's why I think that this was more of an acclimation rather than a return to practice. You know, the limited was very, very limited with CeeDee Lamb. But, you know, I'll tell you, like, concussions can be finicky and, you know, there's kind of a variation in return stuff. He's obviously on a good path, but that was a scary concussion for CeeDee Lamb. I'll say this, we saw him after the game, you know, and one of the reporters I was with asked him, like, are you okay? And, you know, he said, yeah, I'm good. So I think that right now they're progressing well in the protocol, and they're hopeful that he can play on Sunday.
Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Javonte Williams, do you think he's playing his last four games as a Cowboy? And is he getting worn down as the season goes on?
Great question. In terms of worn down, he's starting to admit a little bit that, you know, he's feeling some bruises and kind of feeling the tread on the tires. I mean, this is obviously the most he's ever ran in his career. I think that is definitely kind of a factor to watch. He says that he'll be ready to go by the time Sunday rolls around. But that's something I think if you kind of look at how the numbers have been going, I think it's been more blocking, frankly. But I'm curious to see how he bounces back against the Minnesota defense that's ready for him. And then whether or not this is the last four games, that's a great question. I mean, because I think one of the things they loved about Javonte Williams was the price tag they got Javonte Williams at. And ultimately, I think that's not going to be the price tag they get this time around. You know, he's in line to get, you know, $500,000 worth of incentives after this game if he scores a touchdown and I think gets over 50 all-purpose yards. It's not much. So he's due for another payday after this game. And so I think realistically, they will probably want to go cheap at the position again next year. You know, I think that they like him a lot. I think that if they can find a common number, he'll be back. But it's definitely a potential option with four games left.
They were constantly linked to Jeanty last year during the draft process, as you know. Jeremiah Love will probably be the guy this year that'll be the first-round running back that they'll be linked to. Do you think that the days are over of them looking at an Ezekiel Elliott and a Felix Jones? Have they moved past that, trying to get a running back with that caliber of a price tag?
I don't think it's over, per se, but I think that they like the idea of going cheaper there, especially when they have so many other needs. Like, you know, you look at some of the, I mean, even after this last game, I'm kind of wondering, do they have to invest another first-round pick in an offensive tackle? And I know that's not what fans want to hear, you know, but they have two first-round picks. Terrence Steele, we'll see in terms of him returning after this year. Obviously, they have an out there. And I think that a lot of people thought maybe you can kind of swing Nate Thomas in there and maybe kick Tyler Guyton back out to right tackle. But I think that there's still some growing pains with Nate Thomas. I think they like his ability, but I don't know if you could trust that next season right off the bat. So I think that there's so many needs that I just don't see running back being the move with one of their first two first-round picks. But, you know, I do think that the wild card always is the excitement level of a pick like that. And I think that that's something that will always kind of linger in the mind of Jerry Jones, even in the war room as the seconds tick away right before they're about to pick.
Is there any conversation about Jaden Blue and him maybe getting more of a role? Or, you know, what would happen if he had to be pressed into duty? Like, what are the biggest issues with him?
Yeah, no, I think that right now they just like Malik Davis more. They trust him more. Obviously, they like Malik Davis from a special team standpoint. They like what they have in Javonte Williams. I think that with Jaden Blue, they've kind of talked about this often and insinuated it many times throughout the season.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And there are some growing pains to being a professional with Jaden Blue. They've kind of talked about it. I mean, even Schottenheimer being very open about him wearing Louis Vuitton cleats and having, you know, calluses from that kept him low a little bit. So I think there's definitely an acclimation project a process that's kind of keeping Jaden Blue from being active right now. We'll see if the last four games they give him another shot there, but that might be something that they need to tinker with in the offseason.
You know, we have Jake Ferguson on every Thursday, the Jake Ferguson Show here on the Fan Thursdays at 5:30. How about his fumbles? Is there much being made of that? Is this a concern moving forward?
You know, it's got to be something that's remedied, and I think the Cowboys think it can be easily remedied. You know, I asked Schottenheimer about that after the Lions game, and you know, he had no fumbles his first two seasons at all. Now he's got seven in the last two seasons. And I think one thing with Jake Ferguson is this is a guy that will also never say die, right? This is a guy that will keep fighting for extra yards. But when you're fighting for extra yards and you're kind of in the mosh pit that is, you know, a tackle in the NFL, sometimes you kind of lose a little bit of where your hands are on the ball. And in that case, he had the ball on his inside when, you know, everyone's always taught to keep your ball on the outside just in case the ball trickles to the sideline, or it also gives you a better stiff arm and defense with your inside arm. He didn't have that. He was fighting for extra yards. Ball popped out. I think that's with something with Ferguson where, you know, they never want him to stop fighting, but I think they want him to be smarter when he's fighting for that extra yard.
Joseph, we talked about Lamb at all as far as any, you know, I know what limited today. I know people don't like to talk about the concussion part of this game and stuff like that. Any indication about him this week?
Yeah, no, I think that there's he's going through the protocol. You know, he was out there, didn't do much. I think that's part of the process. And, you know, kind of like what I said a little bit, like, it's finicky with every concussion. It's different for every person. He kind of gave us pretty quickly in the locker room after the Detroit game the inclination that he'll be good to go. But, you know, you just got to go through the protocol and see how things go. I think if we see a progression tomorrow, that's a good sign for CeeDee Lamb potentially playing on Sunday.
He handled that with grace, Joseph. You should have told him, shut the hell up. Who
asked that one earlier?
Dawson actually did that.
Did you, yeah, Dawson? Joe. My apologies because I was looking down, so I got hacked, Joe.
Working
I got
hard getting that Twitter.
I got hacked on Twitter, Joe. It was a terrible question. It's probably going to be G-Bag of the Day. I appreciate you hanging out with me.
That's your first one, I think, in 5 years.
It is.
Streaks come to an end.
I tell you what, I made progress, Joe. I made progress on my Twitter, and I'm thinking, did somebody already ask this question? I might as well try.
Oh, the text loves it.
No, appreciate you, Joe.
It's fantastic.
Thank you, man.
And I'm just glad it wasn't me. I want to ask you, Joe, about Flus. All right. And I did take some flack because I gave Flus a little bit of a shield early in the season just because I thought that the personnel was so darn bad. It didn't matter who the DC was. As from now ending the season, the personnel's gotten a little bit better. What do you think about the future? Are they just going to be stuck to the continuity here and he's coming back no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, that's where my mind goes, is the continuity aspect of things. I think Jerry Jones is tired of changing defensive coordinators, and I think you've seen over and over again, you know, that what can happen with that. I mean, I think realistically there are players that don't fit his system, you know, that they have, but they have to roll out with because you can't overhaul an entire defense in one offseason. I think in terms of when they meet after the season and they kind of go over whether or not they should bring Matt Eberflus back, that's going to be something that's pitched in his favor is, hey, what if you give him an offseason to go get more guys? What if you can get Savone Revel to play more of zone and be that long Jalen Johnson type guy for him? And, you know, rather than just being an only man corner, like, I think that those are things that are going to be in his favor. And I think that's the reason why he returns ultimately. But I think that the next four games could be kind of crucial in terms of him kind of inspiring a little bit of hope for fans, especially about what this defense could be with the pieces they've already added at the deadline moving forward. I'm curious to see if Logan Wilson gets more reps this game too.
Yeah, from what can you tell if he did get more reps, would he be better than Kenneth Murray?
I think it's a good question because I think right now it's almost like a head versus like body kind of conversation. They love the speed of Kenneth Murray. I think frankly, he actually might need to slow down a little bit in terms of his reads because he kind of jumps sometimes in bad gaps and next thing you know, opens up a hole where he takes himself out of the play. And I think right now they like Logan Wilson's ability to dissect things, but that in reality, you can't combine these two guys. Like that's probably the linebacker you want is the one that has the head of Logan Wilson and the speed of Kenneth Murray. So I think, you know, it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't right now with those guys in terms of what they want. I personally think it'd be time to see a little bit more reps with Logan Wilson. I think kind of just based on practice, we might see that this week.
Okay.
Something to keep an eye on, but we'll see.
How much did they miss Clowney against Detroit?
Yeah, I think a big part because, ultimately I think the East and West game is what really kind of killed the Cowboys in that game. The speed of Jahmyr Gibbs in particular, I think that he might have helped in that regard. I was pretty impressed actually with Donovan Ezeraku's ability to kind of keep edge stuff a little bit against Jahmyr Gibbs and kind of make some plays there. I think they miss Clowney a lot, but we'll see. I mean, he's practicing today. He looks pretty on path to return on Sunday.
All right, Joe, I got a good question because now I'm actually paying attention to you. I apologize.
Any CeeDee Lamb update there, Joe?
Yeah, any CeeDee Lamb update, Joe? No, you mentioned about Donovan Ezeraku, and I know you kind of dabble in the draft and stuff like that. Were you surprised at how well he's played the run and the pass stuff has been a little bit, the pass rush has been a little bit lacking for that? I mean, I know we've got pressures and stuff, but I kind of felt like he was going to be a pass rush guy first and then play the run.
No, Brian, that's an excellent question. I swear I'm not.
You're being nice. You're being nice, Joe.
I swear I'm not, because I'm literally going to write this week, I think. It is fascinating that they drafted this guy to be the edge rush, pass rush tool, you know, five tool kind of guy, and he's become a really good run defender. I think he's fifth in the NFL in terms of tackles for loss among defensive ends right now. You know, it's funny. I think that they thought they might be getting a Micah Parsons replacement. They might have found a DeMarcus Lawrence replacement the way he plays the run. And so I think it's been a fascinating development for him, and I think that there's a lot of optimism that the pass rush stuff will come too. But right now, the way he shoots gaps, takes chances, and knifes in, it's very DeMarcus Lawrence-esque.
Any hope they can get this turnover margin taken care of or improved upon by with this personnel, or is this going to take different dudes?
I might write about this too this week. Is I keep waiting for the Deron Bland of old to just show up, and I think that if there's a game to do it, you know, and obviously there's different systems than what he was with Dan Quinn when he thrived, but if there's a game to do it, it's this game. The Vikings lead the NFL in interceptions thrown. You know, that includes multiple quarterbacks, obviously. I think J.J. McCarthy will give them opportunities. Obviously, he didn't do that last week. I think there will be chances for them to get their hands on the ball, and they need to. Schottenheimer said the biggest issue with this team right now is not only giveaways, but the lack of takeaways on their defensive side of the ball. I think that they need to start taking some chances with some of these corners on jumping things, and then we'll see if they can actually get their hands on the ball this week.
How about slow starts? Is that just bad luck, or is there something going on?
I think that they, because they script things, and I think right now, you know, it hasn't necessarily been kind of working, at least early on, and I think that some of the adjustments have been good. They need to figure that out, because, you know, I think that that's something that has really kind of hampered their, you know, offense initially. And luckily, you know, when you go back to the Eagles game, they were able to respond well. Go back to the Chiefs game, able to respond well. Go back to the Detroit game, you can't respond well. So I think that that's something that's going to be something that limits them for a while until they fix it. And one thing I've been kind of curious about, they're 1-3-1 in primetime night games this year, which kind of is not something they've been in the past. And I'm kind of wondering if maybe there's something to that too. You know, they got another one this Sunday on Sunday Night Football against the Vikings. I'm wondering if maybe that kind of contributes to a little bit of their slow starts.
Terrific stuff, Joe. Loving it, man. Love having you on the beat, and we'll look forward to catching up with you soon.
Yeah, take care, fellas. Good luck, Brian, with the whole hack thing.
Yeah, Joe, thanks. I'm sorry I asked you a stupid-ass question.
Thanks, Joe. Love you, Joe.
You're good. Later.
Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News with you here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. And with that, it's time for some sounds of the sports day, Wolchuk.
Game day thongs. That's all you need to know. That's next in the nation.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bank Nation here on The Fan. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Time now for Zach Wolchuk, Sound of the Sports Day. Here's Zachary.
Gosh, thank you so much. What a stat this is. Caleb Downs has allowed zero touchdowns on 336 coverage snaps this season. That is unreal. My dude right there, Caleb Downs, I love you so much. All right, let's get to thongs, shall we? You know, I'll dabble in a Cowboys game day thong every once in a while. Eric
heard that.
It was gifted to me. If we go on a winning streak, I might just never watch that thing, you know? But I'm not the only one. We got players playing in thongs. Take it away, Shiloh Sanders.
I was about that this morning, bro.
Can you put an end to this investigation and find out for us if Shador was actually wearing a thong?
Let's cut to the business, bro. Did you wear a thong or not?
Come on, bro.
What's going on with you, bro?
You forgot I had a little back injury, right? So I get my back taped. But that is crazy that it did look like that. That's funny, though.
I know you wasn't wearing no thong, bro. You wouldn't do nothing like that, right?
Nah, brother. You know, that was called back tape, bro.
Back tape.
Tape.
It's the back
tape. Never heard of this. Have you ever heard of this, Brian?
Yeah, it's that tape that we see soccer players do it all the time. Oh, that long, it looks like
the thong tape.
It's black. It's that black tape, and so you put it on shoulders. Luca used to wear it and stuff like that. You put it those strips of tape and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh man,
So the tape was going like from his hip towards his crack,
right,
to in a diagonal.
Yeah. Just like perfectly looking like the visual of what a thong would look like. It is crazy. That
I'm going to need the trainer guy to change his technique for applying that a little bit more, make it less conspicuous.
Man, but shout out to Shiloh. I think he's hilarious and he could absolutely host a show one day when it comes to
He's going to be a podcast star.
He really is. Those two guys. He's hilarious. I know Dutch is listening now, and if anybody just maybe tuning in, we did get the news earlier, just to reset a headline real quick, that Jerome Moore has been fired by the University of Michigan for an inappropriate relationship with the staffers. Now, Michigan is looking for a new head coach.
You got to be winning if you're going to be sleeping around.
Yeah, and it looks like the picture of the 19-year-old staffer is now going viral, and has had to set all of her accounts to private.
It was like an undergraduate staffer?
Yeah. Woo. It looks like
she was on the field for the game.
Young blonde lady.
Looks like maybe helping recruiting or something.
Yeah, it's just a shame. I wonder who they're going to go and get. I don't know. Maybe it's Kalen DeBoer, Dutch. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's Derek Holland. Maybe he's going to be the one that ends up being the new head coach at the University of Michigan. I mean, he's certainly a coach right now.
This is the new hustle, right, with the big contracts and the payouts and everything. If you want to fire a guy, you just got to put a spy on him.
Get the probable cause. Yeah. Oh, wait a second. We do want to fire this guy. Okay. Fire it away, boys. Yeah, yep. We've been sitting on this for a couple of months. Yep. He's sleeping with the staffer. And yes, there are allegations of, as I said earlier, incorrectly consuming of a child.
Yes.
But it's really conceiving.
They did. That's the rumor.
That's the rumor.
There's a baby on the way.
It's just a rumor.
And he's married?
With a couple of kids. Oof. Young kids. Yeah.
And growing family.
Yeah, I've seen, I don't know, that's just us spitballing. I don't know if that's true or not. That's allegedly, but it's just a messy situation there in Michigan. I'm sure Ohio State fans are loving every bit of this. Speaking of college coaches, let's go to Coach O.
Hey, go Tigers.
Coach O was on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast.
Yeah, I was. I had a good time. Those they're very interesting. Very interesting kind of guys to talk with. We'll do it again, but I want to coach. I want to coach. I've asked a bunch of people about coaching, and nobody wants me to coach. They want to talk to me. Is it my accent?
What advice would you have for Mr. Sharon up there at Michigan? Well, it seems like you guys are two peas in the same pot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Win a natty.
Yeah, this in 2019, with Joe Burrow and Chase. Yeah, and when you have those kinds of boys, you can do whatever you damn want. You could be Coach O. That's what I was. Unfortunately, they got pictures. They got pictures of me doing it.
They do.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're a wild dog, there, Coach.
Well, I'm going to apply for the Michigan job.
Ooh,
I think I'm going to look into the Michigan job.
What if they did? What if they just went straight from Sharon Moore to Coach O?
You think Coach O could work in Michigan?
Maybe.
I think so.
I think you're onto something here, Coach. Well,
thanks. I appreciate it.
A couple of great stories here from you, and this was the good old fight.
No, they're all true. They're all true.
I believe it.
Yeah.
For white meat.
Me and Tommy Tuberville were graduate assistants together, but we live in a dormitory. So on Wednesday night, we got like travel money for the GAs. We get $20, okay? So we go get some beer. And at the end, we go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, and we get a four-piece. That's all we had left, right? Then we're feeling pretty good, obviously. We allotted $2 for chicken and $18 for beer, right? We go back to the dorm. And, Tommy, if we got a case of beer, I would drink 22, and Tommy would drink 2. This is the way we were, personality, right? And there was the 4 pieces of chicken. Well, we both liked the white meat. And we must have did that the whole season, 12 games. And I guarantee to you, I ate the white meat 12 times. There was a battle for the white meat. Think about that, man.
Y'all fighting over white chicken.
We'll fight over the
white chicken. To this day, still fight over the white chicken. That is hilarious, man. Man,
that's a true story. Yeah, Tommy Tuberville, he's a senator.
Oh, he is? That's right.
Yeah, Tommy, he really drank more than 2 beers. Yeah, Tommy. Oh. Yeah, Tommy, he acts like he's kind of a Christian guy.
Uh-huh.
He's really not. He's a senator. He's a senator from Alabama.
Senator.
He's a senator. Senator from Alabama.
Yeah, I could see Tommy.
You think I could be a senator? You think Coach O could be a senator?
Louisiana? I think so.
You think people would vote for me?
Maybe.
I think so, yeah.
I'd fit right in.
Yeah, you would.
Politicians? Yeah.
I'd make some decisions there, Coach.
Yeah. I'm a nice tan, don't I?
Well, one of my favorite Coach O stories is...
Which one's that, Zach?
Adrian Peterson. Oh. Recruiting Adrian Peterson. Coach O, what was that like?
Let me tell you the one I didn't get. Adrian Peterson. So Adrian went down there, a little East Texas place. He comes to USC, has a great visit, loves it. But Adrian said, Coach, I got a problem. And I know he don't mind me saying this, and I say it with utmost respect because I love him. Coach, my daddy's incarcerated in Texarkana. Bob Stoops has already going in there to see him. He said, Coach, y'all got to go see my dad, man. And if you can convince my dad to come to USC, I want to come. But there's another thing I need to talk to you about. So we tried to get into jail, but everybody else tried. They wouldn't let him do it. So I said, Adrian, what is the other thing we need to talk about? And he goes, Coach, my dad will get to watch me play in Texarkana. They play Oklahoma games. Because I'm not going to Texas. I'm going to Oklahoma. I said, Adrian, if your daddy, if they showed them USC games over there, would you come? He said, Coach, I come tomorrow. If you promise me my daddy could see every one of my games. I went back to Los Angeles. I went to speak to the mayor. I went to speak to every influential person that I could talk to. And I tried to get Adrian's daddy transferred from Texarkana to Los Angeles jail, man. I tried. Man, I busted my butt. I couldn't do it, man. Just too many red tape.
That's an all-timer.
Oh, man. Trying to get him transferred to get his son to play college football at SC. That is legendary stuff, Coach. That's
recruiting at a top level right
man,
there.
Man, that is amazing. Unfortunately, didn't get close to doing it, but absolutely incredible.
Well, the best thing about his stories is as entertaining as they are for us, he is entertaining himself more.
Yeah, he's laughing at himself.
He loves his own stories.
He is. Well, you guys heard the story about, did I tell you the story about Johnny Hector? Like, he was from New Iberia, Louisiana. We were recruiting him at LSU.
I don't think so.
And, Johnny Hector was in, his father was in jail. Brother was in jail in New Iberia. And LSU got him out of jail when he was going to sign with LSU. And he ended up signing with Texas A&M.
Ooh.
They went and got the brother and threw him back in jail.
No. Oh, wow.
We're changing that letter of intent, bro.
Oh, no.
Yeah, when he decided not to go to LSU, they threw him back into jail, is what they did.
Damn.
That is some Southern justice if I've ever
that
heard it.
That is savage in the recruiting world. Unbelievable. Okay, let's keep this thing rolling. We got Travis Kelce. Oh, no. Travis is letting his team down, boys. He's on new heights. He's breaking down everything that's going on with the Chiefs, and he gets a little emotional.
Obviously, looking at the playoffs late in the season right now, it's not looking too great for us right now. You know, it's a crazy league. Anything can happen. And that's, you know, the little bit of hope that I have. But man, this is a tough reality to be in. It's a f***ing feeling, especially dropping the f***ing ball late in the game like that when we were on our last f***ing chance to make something shake.
I hear you.
You put in all this work to, you know, be there for your guys. And I just wasn't that. I wasn't that.
One good enough.
Sounds like the excuse train.
Yeah. You know, you need to catch the football. And then, it continued with, like, Jason then glazing him about, man, if you had it caught that ball, though, it would have been an amazing catch. You know, it's not your fault that you dropped it. It would have been such a tough catch anyway to be able to make. No, dude, it hit him in his hands, and it bounces off and ricochets, and it's intercepted. Stop it. I get it. He's your brother. But come on now.
He tried to have his back. Do you have more from Travis?
No, that was all I got.
Because he went on to say, and it got kind of sad. He said, I keep thinking that if I show up to work and I put in the work and I fix the issues through my practice habits and through perfecting the game plan and my fundamentals and what I'm being taught and go out there and try and play my ass off for the guys next to me, it's all going to come together like it has in the years past. And that's the most depressing thing about, you know, moving into your late 30s.
It is.
You can put in all the work, and about once a month or maybe once every 6 weeks, you're going to be that younger version of yourself, and you're going to be like, oh, I figured it out finally. I got it. It was the diet and the sleep, and then you go out there and you feel 48 the next time you play.
Not good enough. No, we do have
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Another update. Dan Wetzel's just put this out that ex-Michigan coach Sherrone Moore has been detained or was detained by police in Saline, Michigan this evening. And he was turned over to police in Pittsfield Township for investigation into potential charges. That also courtesy of Pete Thamel.
What?
Yeah.
So maybe it wasn't a consensual relationship with a staffer?
Know.
What the hell's going on now?
I don't know if this has something totally not to do with the relationship with the staffer, but there is just more to this Michigan.
I can't catch a break.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Michigan was made aware of this relationship through an outside tip, then started digging into the Sherrone Moore situation, and then the board got involved, which had boosters threatening to stop donations when made aware. As soon as you start, the NIL money gets in here, and you start saying, uh-oh, we're not going to go ahead and pay anymore. Yeah, it's not going to get good. So continuing to monitor the situation at U of M. All right, did you guys notice after Monday Night Football, Justin Herbert did not want to be interviewed by Laura Rutledge? Did you see that clip go viral?
Yeah. He's a nerd. You know, he's not smooth.
So here was, immediately I felt like, dude, what's your deal? Like, you're the quarterback of a team. If you win, especially on a national game, they're going to talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, I want to go celebrate with my teammates. Laura Rutledge is not having it. She just goes right into the questions, and I thought she did an excellent job handling this. But here was Chris Long with a different perspective on the incident between Laura Rutledge and Justin Herbert.
Laura Rutledge comes up to him after the game and he was like, not right now. I haven't celebrated with my teammates, right? Immediately, I'm watching my timeline and people are like, what an ass. How classless. Yada, yada, yada. Do you know why? I think people missed the point. Do you know why he didn't want to do that interview? Because he had surgery on that hand 6 days ago, and he's been waging an information war all week. People have been trying to get the truth. How do you feel? How's it healing? Are you going to be able to take snaps under center? By the way, they took a lot of snaps under center. The guy's got a broken hand. Prime example of, like, when you see something on the surface, like, if it doesn't make sense, maybe think it through. Justin Herbert's one of the nicest guys in football, and I think Laura Rutledge is fantastic. I'm a huge fan of Laura Rutledge. She's doing her job. There's nothing wrong with what she's doing, but that's why he didn't want to talk to her. Questions 1 and 3 got A-plus answers. Question 2 was, how does the hand feel?
Pretty good, thanks.
He's a smart guy. He knows what they want. That's what it was, dude.
Yeah, I totally get it. You know, I think these players are under a ton of pressure, and after games, like, if they don't act with the perfect polish type of deal, I have no problem with it. Like, I just watch it, and I'm like, okay, there's a player after a game who, you know, barely skated through and has had a really tough week. Yeah. Might have taken a handful of pain pills. Like, that might be Perk Herbert. You know, out there on the, and that can affect your mood and
you
stuff.
You know what? Then that's fair, because afterwards there was also a video of a fan, it was probably 8-year-old kid, and he is in Eagles gear, and he sees Justin Herbert, you know, with his family in the suite post game, and his girlfriend Madison Beer, and he asks for a picture or an autograph, and Justin Herbert is heard to turn around and say, "Not in that effing hat."
There you go,
mother bleeper.
Wow.
To the kid.
Wow.
Which, not really nice, but. Maybe it was Perk Herbert.
I could see that, yeah.
And he's just not in his right mind.
Yeah, you know, it can happen. But I think a lot of this comes down to just an intolerance of players having human moments.
Yeah,
you know,
I totally understand.
I just
that.
Have sympathy for him. Like, wow, he's having a tough time. I'd be more excited if I just won.
Man, there's some, I don't know exactly what it is that Jerome Moore is being arrested for, but certain reports are alleging that he broke into one of his assistant's houses and was threatening to harm himself.
Oh, this was after getting fired today?
This is after today.
Okay, kind of crashed
and spiraling,
out.
Spiraling. And yeah. I mean, we got to wait to get all of this confirmed.
That was my first thought. Like, how is he reacting to the firing?
Well, and then now.
He hit the bar and tried to blow off some steam.
Everything's out in public, and you're married, and you've got children, so now your whole life is crumbling around you. It's, yeah, I can only imagine what's really going on here with Sharon Moore. But that is not confirmed. We were waiting to get actual specific information on what he was arrested for, but that's something going around Michigan Twitter right now.
So this story is secondary. This wasn't the reason that he was fired.
This is it appears this would be a secondary story.
So
the
way it's reading right now is somebody told on him and he's mad at them for shooting his wheels off, maybe?
I think he's probably just so distraught from losing everything right now, right?
Yeah.
Because of the potential affair, maybe
yeah,
a kid.
Maybe your family. And
yeah. You lose
but
your
to
job.
Break into somebody's house? Threaten them? That's a massive crash
out. Threatening to harm himself.
Yeah, to harm himself.
He was saying, yeah, okay. Hey, Dawson, I'm thinking about ending it here. You know,
and so this might be a wellness arrest. Yeah, like, we're going to take you in and have you see a professional detain you for your own
situation
good.
Constantly developing with Sharon Moore.
All right. Thank you, Woolchuck. That is Sounds of the Sports Day. We're back to Cross with the Fan After Dark. See what Fred and Blake have cooking. But football season is in full swing. The temperatures in DFW been dropping. Little relief from the cold snap today. But you know what happens, the cold weather, the wet weather, it causes this Texas soil to move around, bring some unexpected foundation issues into play for you. So if you suspect any foundation issues at the house, don't fumble when it comes to choosing your home's foundation repair pros. You're going to want to call my friends, the Dirt Nerds. At PermaPier Foundation Repair, these guys are the best. So if you're noticing sticky doors, cracks in your walls, uneven floors, that's a sign it's time to call PermaPier. Have them out to the house for a free foundation inspection. A lot of times they just give you peace of mind. Everything checks out. It's all good to go. But if not, you're going to want the guys who are the best. And at PermaPier Foundation Repair, you're talking with guys that have over 30 years of experience serving DFW. PermaPier knows how to tackle any foundation problem, from slabs and pier and beam repairs to foam concrete lifting, drainage solutions. They do it all at PermaPier, and they're the ones trusted by the pros in real estate and construction, so you know they're the best. Early signs of foundation damage are no joke, and it's unsettling, but you don't want to procrastinate on this one, because as time goes, the problems will only get worse and cost you significantly more. So that's why I call PermaPier at the first sign of trouble, and I only trust PermaPier Foundation Repair. You should as well. They're also Tolos. Right now, when you schedule your free inspection and mention code TOLO, you'll qualify to score a free $50 gift card. So don't fumble who handles that foundation repair. Call the Dirt Nerds at 844-919-7276 or visit DirtNerdsDFW.com. Use code TOLO when shift happens. Call the Dirt Nerds at PermaPier Foundation Repair of Texas. Salute.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
You can cross off another Ranger hopeful free agent. His first baseman, Pete Alonso, is going to Baltimore. It's a five-year deal for $155 million. Last night we had Kyle Schwarber going back to the Phillies. Sands joined us, said the Rangers do have the money that they could make a big splash move, but they wouldn't have the ability to do that and satisfy all the other needs that they need on this baseball team. So we'll continue to wait. I'm sure CY has a plan, but it's kind of taken on a wait-and-see kind of feel as this week has gone on. And it's time now to hand off this broadcast baton to Fred and Blake, Fan After Dark, coming up 8 to 11 after Cowboys Crosstalk with Bobby Belt and the guys here coming up 7 to 8. Blake, how the heck are you?
I am feeling elated. I get to see you guys today and get to see y'all yesterday. It's always sad when we come into the office and there's no one here in person to crosstalk to. So I'm glad I get to see you guys in person. No, sans Chiafalo, but still a good time nonetheless.
Yeah, Chiafalo at his three-year-old's birthday right now. So salute to Eric. And Lucius has been out as well dealing with a flooding emergency at the house. Right. Don't know if it was a pipe or something like that, but best of luck. We'll see Chief tomorrow. He's going to be on with Sean Sharif because Choppy is sick.
Mm. Yeah, Sean's nervous. He's already put out an alert like, oh, my gosh, this is my first time hosting with Eric. What to expect? And I tried to brief him, but there's really no preparing your body for that.
Can I just say, as a staff, we get sick more than anybody I've ever worked with. All of us in every show, producers, we have
some. It only gets worse, and I know this now. The kids, it's not easy. As soon as they started daycare, it was like I felt like I was sick probably once every 6 weeks. It was not easy.
And you had the new parent experience last night where something's wrong with the kid and you go to the emergency room.
Yeah, yeah. Wife was freaking out. And luckily everything's okay. She's good to go. But gosh, fortunately I've not spent a lot of time at ERs in my life. This was like the second time. But gosh, they take forever to do everything.
Yeah, it's tough.
It does not seem like an emergency there.
But I did that several times when Abby was little. Like one time we found like a little Visine thing without the cap, and we were just paranoid that she had taken it off and drinking it. Mm. So we're sitting there in the ER for like hours, and she's fine. And at some point we're like, you know what, let's just get up and go.
Let's leave.
Because they're not seeing us, and she's not, you know, getting sick yet. But
can I ask a really random question?
Yeah.
Okay. What is a place that you go to that's just a normal place, but you enjoy it? My reason for asking is I was talking to someone yesterday, and they said they really enjoy airports. Just like being there, the vibe, seeing different people, different cultures, the actual airport itself.
It's great for people watching.
I said, huh. That made me think, do I enjoy airports? Is there other places that are just very normal that we, you know, don't take for granted? And maybe you guys enjoy, be, you know, anything.
Not that I can think of.
New Year's?
Movie theaters.
It's
kind of like my happy place, yeah.
I think that's a good one. That's just when you go in there, doesn't matter what movie's on, doesn't matter who you're with.
Yeah.
Just the theater aesthetic.
I just like it.
And especially old school movie theaters with like the purple on the ground and the stars and the different movie posters. I'm gonna agree with that one. That's just a good feeling.
I'm into the movie theater.
To being at the movie theater.
Yeah.
Okay. Brian?
I don't know. Dawson, you got one?
Maybe like a Bass Pro?
No, I don't, because I always feel like, because I don't want somebody to walk up to me and start talking
to me. Like a bait and tackle shop?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just want to walk around and like, I don't
so
want.
So crusty.
I don't want
to be talked to.
No, but it always happens.
So
like, no, it's not the famous thing.
You
it's,
are, though.
It's the thing where like they come up and they ask me like, can we help you? Can I? And I just want to walk around and I want to.
Start wearing headphones.
Is that what gets it?
I do that all the time when I go shopping. 95% of the time, if I'm outside shopping by myself, headphones on, you avoid that. Especially if they're over the ear headphones, like you have one right now, no one's going to walk up to you.
I'll tell you the place where I walk around and have the most is the restaurant supply place.
Okay, there you go.
Because I push a basket and I'll push it and I might not put anything in it.
You're just vibing.
But I'm just like, I'm like thinking, and I'll like, oh, I need the box of these snow crab legs, you know, and I'm like, no, I really don't need these. And I put them back. And then I do enjoy looking at all the gadgets and stuff, the cooking gadgets and things.
Sometimes things don't have to be you're getting the product or getting the service. It's just the feeling of being in certain areas.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I'm big about taking life for what it is. So the airport port, the movie theater, walking around the restaurant
supply
store.
I think the airport's stressful.
It is? So you would disagree with that?
But just because I've spent a lot of my life in the airport.
Makes sense.
And you're right about watching, but it could be very stressful. It was really stressful when we were doing the whole COVID thing.
Mm-hmm. The airport's super fun when you're just in vacation mode whenever you're at the airport.
When you don't have a worry.
Deadlines. You're just there early. You know you're going somewhere fun.
Let me tell you, drinking beer. There used to be a time where these airlines flew on time all the time. And now you're kind of at the mercy of a weather, pilot shortage.
You're just bracing for something to go wrong.
You know you're like this, okay, if I don't get on this plane right now, I'm not going to get there till 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning, you know, something like that.
Mine's the gate change. I checked probably three times. Yeah. I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting for my gate to change, and it actually happened like 10 minutes before I'm supposed to board. So I'm looking, kind of half falling asleep. It was like a 5 a.m. flight coming back from Georgia like 2 weeks ago. And I was just sitting there thinking, and then boom, my gate changed. Okay. I had to go across the airport.
Did you go through the Atlanta? You went to go to see Texas and Georgia play, right? The Atlanta airport is so stressful.
It is super stressful because you have to take a train to get everywhere.
Yeah, and if you mess that up, that is a ugh.
We got to run. Okay. Fred and Blake coming up at 8 o'clock. The Cowboys Crosstalk Show. Bobby Belt, Jim Jeffcoat tonight's guest.
Oh, there we go.
For Jacob Ray, they're filling in for Lucius Woolchuck and Broadus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation, Addies.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.